Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Mars?
Caddy?
It's you! It's really you!
How did you guys get to Seattle?
Huh?
There was a big burst of power and now you're here at the top of the Space Needle.
Yeah. Mars? Take a peek out the window.
Am I?
Mars Patel? Welcome back to Mars.
But how did I...
You have no idea how good it is to see you.
I sure do. I don't know if I'd ever see you again.
Your voice is lower, and you got taller.
So did you. New glasses?
I made them myself in the lab.
They look good. You look good.
You too, Mars. I wouldn't complain if you hugged me as well.
Gladly.
I'll pass on the hug, but I'm glad to see you, Patel.
Your loss, Axel.
You mind telling us how you got here?
That's a very good question. All I know is I busted into the top of the Space Needle.
The Space Needle in Seattle?
Is there another one?
You're standing in it.
Oh.
Teleportation. Fascinating. That sort of technology is light years ahead of anything even Oliver Pruitt has built before.
How did a second Space Needle get here on Mars?
Excellent question.
So you have no idea how you teleported here?
Not really. Cupcake carried me to the top of the Space Needle.
Cupcake?
The tardigrade. He's a friend. Anyway, he grabbed me and jumped inside and... here I am.
Why were you in the Space Needle to begin with?
Long story, but it turns out my mom? Kind of a genius herself. She was working on something called the 1961 Project.
Your mom is a scientist?
I thought she worked in a restaurant.
This 1961 Project. It's the Space Needle?
Or maybe both Space Needles.
You think your mom created this technology?
I'm not sure what to think anymore. There's something you guys need to know about Earth.
Commander Patch, I'm in. Commander Patch, Daddy, can you read me?
I'm here, Daisy, but the signal is spotty.
You're under attack. Repeat, colony is under attack.
Did she just say the colony is under attack?
When we get back to the surface, we need to hustle. Axel, do you have the parts you need for the rover?
Not 100% sure. If at least some of this technology is what I think it is, I should be able to get the rover flying again.
Let me give you a lift back to the rover. My chair will get us there faster.
Wait! What are you all doing?
What do you mean?
Relax, dude. We got this.
But, I mean, you can't go outside without spacesuits.
It's okay, Mars. Remember? We told you. Air. Glorious air.
See you two back at the rover.
Drive, Jules.
This is so strange. Oxygen, like breathable oxygen.
Julia thinks maybe there's a frozen lake under the surface that melted when the volcanoes erupted. Doesn't explain how the trees grew so fast. But we can't stop to figure it out right now.
Who could be attacking the colony? Axel is with us, so I'm assuming it's not the Martians.
We work together now. We had no choice but to be on the same team.
Can you reach them? You know...
using my head?
You reached me across the solar system.
You did hear me.
Of course I did. I always hear you, Caddy.
Where were you when I...
It was this simulation that felt like a crazy, weird, all wrong version of Earth. But you brought me back. In a fake place where nothing made sense, you were the one real thing. You were the anchor.
Mar, so much has happened.
I know.
We're up and flying again. Let's go save a colony.
Caddy to Colony Command. Caddy to Colony Command. Do you read?
So, the colony, you rebuilt it after the volcano?
Yeah, Patel. Believe it or not, we survived without you.
We did a lot more than survive, Mars. The colony has thrived beyond Oliver Pruitt's wildest dreams. I mean, the other day, Caddy and I were swimming laps in the pool, and...
There's a pool?
A small one,
right next to the movie theater.
Movie theater?
The selection is terrible, but the botanist found a way to make pretty good buttered popcorn.
That's amazing. You did it, Caddy. You kept it going all this time.
I had a lot of help.
But you brought them together. Is it weird for me to say, I'm proud of you?
Sounds like kids on Mars and Earth are getting it done without adults.
Spill it, Patel. Is Earth without grown-ups as insane as I think it is?
Actually, it's not that insane at all. Or wasn't until right before I left. See, there's this giant blackout everywhere.
What caused it?
We don't know. But Aurora is not happy that the election might be postponed.
Election?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. Aurora is running for president.
What?
President Thang. Nice.
President Aurora. That's going to take some getting used to.
All of this is...
Missing adults, oxygen on Mars, you being put in some weird computer program, and then beaming from one space needle to another.
It must all connect, but... Hey, do you see that?
What?
Down there, by that flat rock. Is that a person in a spacesuit?
Can't be.
Lower the rover.
Taking her down.
I'll check it out.
Computer, analyze external atmosphere.
No, breathable. Oxygen detected.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. You can use my suit, Patel.
It's been a while since I put on one of these.
Did you miss it?
A little bit. Give me a hand, Caddy.
Here.
Thanks. Hand me my helmet.
Here you go.
Be careful out there, Mars.
I'm always careful. Out I go. That's weird. I don't see anybody.
Weren't they right there on the rock?
Yeah, well, I'm right at the rock, and now...
Mars, help me.
Oliver Pruitt.
Commander Patchett? Caddy? It's Daisy in the command center. Do you read? We've got trouble in the colony. Trouble with a capital T. And that stands for tardigrades. The tardigrades are attacking the colony walls. And I'm not talking about just the nice tardigrades who played polo with us and ran on hamster wheels so we'd have power. Oh no. These tardigrades are angry. Like really, really angry. Do you think they're angry about the hamster wheels? I told Orion that polo was a bad idea. Oh, one more thing. There are a lot of them now. More than we ever knew were on this planet. Orion, status report at the gates.
The walls are holding for now, but it's dicey. The colony wasn't built to withstand an assault like this.
Well, that's a bummer. Hurry back, Caddy. I hope you can hear me. We could really use someone who knows how to talk to these tardigrades.
Mr. Pruitt.
Mars, I thought I'd never see your face again.
Bring him inside the rover, Mars. You might want to hurry, Mars. The sun is setting, and it's about to get quite cold out there.
I will, Julia. Come on, let's get you inside.
He's in. Close the hatch. On our way.
Get his helmet off.
How did you get here?
Mars.
Dad!
Dad?
The colony dome's up ahead, everyone. We're almost there.
Hang on, Mr. Pruitt. We'll get you medical help once we're inside the colony.
Oh no!
It's completely surrounded by tardigrades.
Like ants swarming over an anthill.
Since when have there been this many of them?
I've never seen so many. And they seem to be attacking the walls.
What could have made them so aggressive?
Maybe I can talk to them.
Mars.
You know I've always had a way with tardigrades.
You've had a way with them one-on-one. This is an army.
I'm trying to vibe with them, and I think they can hear me, but... they're not being very welcoming.
I have to give it a try. The colony wall won't last if this keeps up.
Mars, no. They're really angry. It's too dangerous.
The kid says he wants to chat with the overgrown monsters. Who are we to stand in his way?
We must try something, Caddy.
I'll stay close to the rover. If things go south, just pull me back in.
All right. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, let me just pick up some rocks. Some nice, delicious rocks. Julia, turn on the external speakers in my helmet.
Speakers on. Careful, Mars.
Like I said, I'm always careful. Hey, tardigrades, remember me? It's your old friend, Mars Patel.
The tardigrades, they're just standing there. What are they waiting for?
It's like they're unsure. That's a good thing. Oh, here they come. They're coming fast.
Mars, I don't like this.
Maybe they're running over here to say hi.
At top speed? I don't think that's what they're coming to do.
Get back in the rover, Mars. Now.
I'm going to distract them and get them away from the gate so the rover can fly in.
This is a terrible plan.
It could work.
Or it could not. Mars, this whole you sacrificing yourself thing is starting to get old. Get back in the rover, now.
Great distraction, Mars. Now they've surrounded the rover too.
The in-between us and Mars. How do we get to him?
I think I can. Yeah, maybe if I try to...
Caddy, do you have an idea?
Maybe. Okay, guys. In a few seconds, I'm going to do something that might be very unpleasant for everyone. Human and tardigrades alike. Mars, be ready to run and get in the rover.
What are you doing, Caddy?
I've never tried this before, but if I can reach Mars all the way across the galaxy, think about if I really let go at short range.
Brain zapping the tardigrades!
Brain zapping?
But you said the last time it nearly wiped you out.
It's our only chance. Sorry about the headaches. Here goes nothing.
Get away from here! Go!
It worked. They're moving away from the rover.
Go, Patel!
Coming!
Now! Gotcha.
Caddy, you did it. You cleared a path to the gate. Are you okay?
Yeah, just tired. Go, Axel.
Hold on to your wigs. Later, tardigraders. You know, your dad is a lot heavier than he looks.
You don't have to call him my dad, Axel.
But he is your pops?
Yes, he's my father.
Should be a fun family reunion. Here's the infirmary. Okay, let's set him on the table and wait for Doc.
Doc?
Welcome to sickbay. I'm Doc, the diagnostic operations computer.
Computerized doctor? That works.
They're all yours, Doc. I'm going to go help figure out how to fortify the walls. Later, Mars.
Thanks, Axel.
What seems to be the problem, Mars Patel?
This is Oliver Pruitt. He needs help. He passed out.
Please place him under my sensors.
You can help him?
Of course I can. I am Doc.
Okay. Can I have one more second with him?
Of course, Mars Patel.
I know you've lied so much to me, and we've got a lot to work through. When you wake up, but
Diagnostic testing will commence in 15 seconds. Please wait outside. Mars will tell.
Okay. I hope you're gonna be all right, Dad.
Welcome to the command center, Mars Patel.
Mars, you're back!
Hey, Daisy.
You have no idea how good it is to see you. The tardigrades have gone totally bazonkers.
Yeah, I noticed.
Look who it is.
Orion?
You know, I actually missed you, Fly.
I missed you too. How are you, Caddy?
Fine. Just resting up.
Your girl Caddy is a rock star.
Mike, she's not...
Whatever. I don't know how she does it.
Neither do I.
Okay, enough reunions. Julia, what can you see from the weather center?
The tardigrades keep attacking, and even more of them are showing up. I don't know where they're coming from.
What's the status of our defenses?
The walls are still intact. Maybe if we hold out long enough, the tardigrades will get tired and just give up?
Patient, however, Pruitt. All vital signs normal. No illness or injuries detected.
Yes, I'm feeling just fine, Doc. But I could use your help with another matter. Password 1961 Project.
Access granted. Welcome to the main colony security system, Mr. Pruitt.
Thank you, Doc. So glad I kept that back door open in the system. All right, here we go. Doc, open the gates to the colony.
Are you certain, Mr. Pruitt?
Yes, I'm certain. Open all gates.
Opening the gates will allow the tardigrades to storm the colony.
Computer, override. Open the gates.
Opening the gates.
It had to be done.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.